2 Kings chapter 11 says, "And when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she rose and destroyed all the seed royal. But Jehoshabeb, the daughter of King Joram, sister to Ahazah, took Joash, the son of Ahazah, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain. And they hid him, even him and his nurse, in the bedchambers from Athaliah, so that he was not slain. And he was with her, hid in the house of the Lord 6 years, and Athaliah did reign over the land." We've heard Brother Tracy preach a great message on that, and we're going to give you what the Lord give us tonight about that. I'm not Brother Tracy, but this is the Word of God. It's here for all of us. It's here to be preached and heard, and we just want to do what the Lord put it on our heart. As we were studying this, I thought about that. I thought about how that they took that child and the nurse, and they hid that child inside the church, inside the Lord's house. And I thought about that, getting off the grid. Getting off the grid. And I thought about that. Several of the shows I like on TV, like the Homesteaders and the Mountain Men and stuff like that, where they're living off the land and they get off the grid. And I tell you, as us as Christians, we need to get off the grid. We need to get off the grid of that world. We need to get in God's house. We need to raise our children right. And as I was thinking about that, and first thing they do when they go off grid, they need a shelter or they need a home. And I wrote down a few scriptures, and I'm going to read. They're just a couple of verses each, so I'm not going to ask you to flip. But if you'll just listen, I promise you it's King James. I might not say it right, but it's King James. In Psalm 61, 3 and 4, "For thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah." In Psalms 23 and 6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And then in Psalms 27 and 4, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple." And that was just a few scriptures talking about a house, talking about a shelter, talking about God's house. That's what they did here. The queen was ruling over the land. She was going around killing all the family of the king, the seed of the king, and they took this one child and they protected it and brought it into the house of God. And as we look around and see how this world is and how bad it is, we need to get our kids and our family in the house of God all these days. So as I was studying and thinking, meditating on that, the next thing we need is some water. John 4:13, Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And this is all in the Word of God. And if we'll get that and meditate on that and really think on that, and as when you watch those shows, you get a shelter, you find you some water, and then you need to get you some food. And over in 1 Timothy chapter 6, 6 through 8, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therefore content." In John 6:51, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give him is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And in John 6:35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So here it is, right out of the Word of God, the Scriptures, how God has already made it, already planned it out. Right. If we'll just get it down in our hearts, this is what we're going to do. He's already got the way paid for you and I. Then I thought about that, and then the next thing we need some light. Amen. Or some power. And over in Ephesians 5:13-14, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Amen. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. 1 John 1:5-7, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. So here it is. We see in the Word of God how that God shows us that he's already taking care of us from the foundation of the world. He already had it set up. He loved us so much that he's got everything in his hand. I know a lot of times we come in and we're beat up from the world, and we got family members that are sick. We got health problems. We got financial problems. We got marital problems. We got these things. But I tell you this, God's already got it taken care of if we'll just give it to him. Hey, if we'll just get off the grid of the devil. I was thinking about that. I know this happened to us when we first started coming over here to Calvary Baptist Church, going on about 19 years now. And y'all have heard my testimony before. We was hypocrites. At least I was. I can speak for myself. But I'm the leader of the house, so they follow me. So you got a big hypocrite. You got some little ones right behind you. So, but I'd come in. Brother Tracy'd rear back, and he'd preach on that country music, boy. And I'd get upset, and right out that door I'd go. And I wouldn't come back for 3 or 4 weeks. And then something would draw me back. And he'd preach again on something else I was doing. And man, I'd get upset, and right out that door I'd go. Well, we ain't going to go back. That ain't the place for us. We're going to keep looking. We're going to rock on. We're going to go on. But God just kept calling us back. Then we come. Then the kids, all of a sudden, I'm doing a little bit better. Now the kids are rare enough. Well, I just don't know. I don't know if I really like that church. Don't nobody talk to me. Well, did you talk to anybody? You know, that's the way the devil will work. That's the way he'll do you. He'll just slide up there next to you. He'll feed you a line. And, buddy, you'll just hook, line, and sinker. You'll take that old thing. But we just kept on coming. We kept on coming. And the man of God kept on preaching and kept on preaching. God's dealing with this old boy, just cleaning me up just a little bit at a time, just a little bit at a time. Then next thing you know, we joined the church just a little bit at a time, getting off that grid of the devil, getting in God's house, hiding in God's house where there's safety. Hey, where there's a covert under his wings, say, Selah, thus saith the Lord. Amen. And I'm telling you, you know, us men, we think we got it. We think we got everything in control. Most of the time, we ain't got nothing but a bad opinion. But I'm telling you, if we'll just get out off the grid and get into God's house and get into God's love. So here it is. We're coming in. We're doing these things. And next thing I know, Lord's dealing with me. And then back then, I was, what was that called? MySpace. I don't know. Some of y'all older ones remember that. Brother Tracy got up here and preached on MySpace. That was one of the first social medias that I ever heard of, MySpace. And Brother Tracy told him, he said, y'all give me y'all's password, and I tell you, y'all won't be on that MySpace no longer. Oh, we shouted out, we hollered, we amen. Boy, we praised the Lord. Now I wish MySpace was back, because it was tame compared to what's out there now on that social media. And it's just the devil. He'll slide up there next to you. And he'll tell you, you know what? You can witness. You can use that to witness. Well, you can. But I'm going to tell you now, you better be a mighty strong person, because I'm telling you, the devil will trip you up, get you in there and start looking around at everybody around you, getting you judging them, judging yourself, trying to make them look bad, trying to think that you're doing good. I'm telling you, we all sin. We all come short. I'm telling you. I am telling you, I've been there. I've been saved and born again. I've been out in that world after I got saved, and then God brought me back. And I'm telling you, I don't want to go back out there. But in the days and times that we're living in, I see some that's way stronger than me that's done failed to pressure, failed to this, failed to that. I'm telling you, he'll come up, the devil will come up. He'll tell you, he'll get you where you don't like something that's going on in church. Yeah, you might not like me. You might not like this one. You might not like what we voted on. You'll get all upset. That church is just going wrong. That pastor and them deacons, I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what they're doing. You be careful when you start listening to the devil. Hey, you need to get off that grid. You need to get off that what he's trying to feed you. He's trying to feed you a line so you'll swallow hook, line, and sinker so he can just take you on out of here. We used to go catfishing. And every now and then, that old catfish, he'd swallow that bait and that old hook get way down in there. And you'd kill that old catfish trying to get that hook out. God will come by and just snip that thing off. Let that thing dissolve on you. If you just repent and come back to him. Then the next thing we know, I know I've been watching Brother Jonathan and him. How God's just been stepping him right along. Right along. And he made a big hurdle when he took him cell phones away from them kids. Right. That was a big hurdle. How you know that, Brother Tiny? Because it was a big hurdle at my house, too. I'll go on and tell you that. And ladies, you need to get behind your man if he's following God and God tells him, this is what we're going to do. You need to get behind him. You need to support him. You don't need to backbite him. You don't need to get over there with the kids and be their friend and talk bad about your husband. When God puts it on his heart, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put a lock on the cable TV. And we ain't going to watch that. We're going to block them things. I'm telling you, you need to be behind your man. Hey, mom and daddy, they need to be together. I'm telling you, where two is, I'm telling you, it'll help you. It'll give you strength. But I watched when he was obedient to what God told him to do. I watched God move in that family's life. I watched it. Why? What do you mean he's getting off the grid? He's getting off the grid. He's breaking those things that's coming into his house, that internet and that television and that cell phone. He's breaking those things. You can't be around them kids, and you can't blame the kids. They're kids. Yeah, they naturally, all their buddies is doing it, and I can't do it. I get to hear it from Jessica all the time. Yeah, all the kids think you just mean, Daddy. That we don't have no fun. We have fun all the time. She tells them that, but I still don't think they believe her. But we have fun. But what we don't do, we don't dabble over in there. Hey, I'm telling you dabble over in there. Lot got vexed with just hearing and seeing the things that was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Because he was off grid. He got back on the grid. He set his eyes on the lights. He set his eyes on them green fields. It looked good. It was tempting. It was the easier way. Hey, but I'm telling you, it'll lead you down to a road of destruction. And I'm telling you, that's what we need to do today. We need to get off the grid of what the devil's feeding us. We need to get into the house of God. I'm telling you, one of the other things that comes to mind, When I was slipping away, when I got saved and God was cleaning me up, then I started backsliding. But one of the first things I do, all of a sudden I got work on Wednesdays. And I really didn't. I did work on Wednesdays. I did work a little late. But I just worked late just so I didn't have to go to church. I ain't proud of that. I'm telling y'all that just by what Brother Tiny's went through. I wasn't proud of that, but looking back, that's what I did. And then what happens is, listen to me now, what happens is it'll get easier for you to miss something else. It'll just be easy. And when you first do it, the Holy Ghost that lives inside of you says, that's wrong. You don't need to be doing that. You're messing up. I got this. It ain't affecting nobody else. You want to find out where you at and who you listening to. If you start trying to justify, I'm telling you, there's something going wrong there. Because the devil will give you 1,000 excuses. But next thing you know, now you're missing on Sundays. Now you're going camping, you're going to Disney World, you're going up the mountains, you're going Myrtle Beach, you're going here, you're playing ball, you're doing this. I'm talking about me now, not y'all, me. And then what happens is, as you grieve the Holy Ghost don't convict you no more. Why? Because you wasn't listening, so God pulled him out. I was saved. If I'd have died, I'd have went to heaven. But I wasn't right with God. And the Bible says if you're his and you belong to him and you're one of his sons, you're not bastards. And he's going to chastise you. And y'all have heard my testimony about that, about being chastised. Y'all know I got a son living out there in that world being chastised. And if he's born again and saved, because I seen his testimony, I watched him get baptized, but that's between him and the Lord. But there's punishment coming if he's saved and born again. If he ain't saved and born again, we're praying that he gets saved and born again. Amen. I'm telling you, I watch it all the time, especially when these young ones get saved. It's great. It's awesome. But, man, when they get in, when these kids get in, and we've heard that this one got saved at 5 years old, this one got saved at 6 years old, this one's now preaching, and now they're older. They really got in. But I'm telling you, we got to be careful. We got to continue to pray for them. Amen. Y'all have heard me tell y'all about that. When Jessica got saved, Mama was here, and I said, whew, Jessica's saved. Man, I can relax a little bit. She said, your trouble's only begun. She said, one day she'll get married. You'll worry about that. One day she'll have kids, and you'll worry about that. Your trouble just begun on that. Why? Hey, but you get in. You get off the grid and you get in the house of God. Amen. And you love God with all your heart. Amen. And you praise him. And you worship him. And where was that one at? Psalms 27:4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Listen, why? Amen. To behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Right. What do we do? What goes on at Calvary Baptist Church? What went on the other morning? We beheld the beauty of the Lord when that Holy Ghost started moving and we had that testimony meeting. Remember that? And what did we do? We inquire. We come down here and we inquire. We inquire in front of each other so y'all hear my prayer request and y'all get earnest with me. And we'll pray that Todd gets saved. We'll pray that this one gets saved. We'll pray God heals this one. We inquire together. We worship him. That's why he saves us, so we'll worship him and in spirit and in truth. That we won't just sit on the pew and just be a bump on the pickle. We'll testify. We'll uplift him, and we'll stay off the grid of the devil, and we'll stay in the house of God, especially in these last days. And that's what the Lord put on my heart. We'll ask Miss Linda to come on around. Just ask y'all to continue to pray for us. Pray for Brother Tracy. Thankful for my pastor. Thankful for my church.